My name is, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM, which is true.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Rachel Shulman. Campa Huston is hosting a monthly community dinner on Tuesday, February 6th at 5:30 in our Solaris Building, 360 Warren Street. Come experience community, meet new people and old friends over a freshly prepared meal made by a local volunteer. Everyone is invited. No one will be turned away. We will be glad to see you there. Please bring a friend.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Peter Frank in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Philip Pantuso reports in the Times Union that there was a motion on the Socrates Town Board's agenda that would deny all state freedom of information law requests for records related to ongoing investigations. But after the motion was criticized, it was modified to target a specific former council person. Kristen O'Neill, assistant director with the State Committee on Open Government, said the Socrates proposal is, and I quote, inconsistent with this statutory requirement, end quote. Socrates Town Supervisor Fred Costello said, and I quote, it's pretty clear upon reading it again that it's a little bit too broad. It's really in response to a specific FOIL request and the terms of that request, end quote. Costello said that the, and I quote, specific FOIL request, end quote, came from former councilperson Paul Anderson, who wants public information about an investigation into councilperson Mike Avino, who last month allegedly posted a video on social media of an unclothed woman in distress in the village. Councilperson Zach Horton thought that the motion should be withdrawn and said, and I quote, FOIL laws that are already in existence are quite clear and broad. Passing such a motion would be redundant in nature, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Cassie Abel reports for HudsonValley360.com that the village of Catskill will see construction begin on a new spray ground at Elliott Park in the spring. The spray ground is expected to be completed by the summer. The Catskill Village Planning Board approved plans for the spray ground on February 12th. Cultivate Catskill and Fort Knightley Club of Catskill raised $150,000 to build the project. The Catskill Village Department of Public Works will prepare the site and set hours of operation. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Spectrum News reports that on February 15th, Judge Juan Manuel Merchant said Donald Trump's hush money case will begin as scheduled with jury selection starting on March 25th, marking the first criminal trial against a former president to move forward. Trump's attorney blasted the date as election interference because Trump is running for president and he thinks that makes him immune from criminal charges. Merchant said, and I quote, "At this point, I can inform you that we're moving ahead with jury selection on March 25th. And he said he expects the trial to last 6 weeks. Trump is accused of falsifying business records related to a $130,000 payment then attorney and fixer Michael Cohen made to adult film actress Stephanie Clifford, also known as Stormy Daniels, during the 2016 presidential campaign to keep an alleged sexual encounter from the public." And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. And now, here is your WGXE Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a chance of light snow before noon today, then a chance of snow showers between noon and 3 p.m. Otherwise, it will be a cloudy Saturday, which will gradually become mostly sunny with a temperature high near 34 degrees and a south wind at 5 to 11 miles an hour, becoming north in the morning. On Saturday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 18 degrees and a northwest wind at 17 to 14 miles an hour, becoming southwest after midnight. On Sunday, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 35 degrees and a southwest wind at 9 to 16 miles an hour. And on Sunday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 24 degrees. And on Monday, Washington's birthday, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 35 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting louder every day.
You are currently stepping lively with Columbia County drummer, percussionist, composer Bobby Previtt, playing along with Jamie Saft and Steve Swallow on Step Lively. Columbia County's Bobby Previtt on drums there with Steve Swallow and Jamie Saft. That was Step Lively on WGXC 90.7 FM, Creative Community Solar Powered Radio.
And I've done what I wanted at this point, and that's been fulfilling for me. floor for a while.
There were sounds around the morning sun pleased you. I was worried that they might have gone. And we lingered at the table after eating, wondering how long does love go on. There was nothing but a traveler's bag we needed in a howling song. They were all around to see me when I killed it, wondering how long this life could go on. How long have I been? They were hiding down inside the room we made you. Wait until the afternoon to love. When you saw her face, you screamed into the evening, shouting, how could I deserve? We left you all alone, we knew you'd leave us. So we stayed with you all through the night. There was something in the feeling when I held you, wishing everything would be just fine. When I told you, you laughed at me. Traveler's bag was all we had, we shared it. Nothing else when you are far from home. In the space that came between us flew our demon. And you know we live this life. No, you live your life alone. It was offered, spend the night, you look disgusting. Just a bridge to burn or step across. It was then I knew for sure where this was leading. Tell me, how long have I been lost? Oh, how long have I been lost?
That was Catskills' Wesley Harper with his 2020 How Long a Traveling Song from his 2020 album Narrations.
from the 2022 album Warping All By Yourself. This is Raw Food from Wet Tuna from Brattleboro.
Growing.
You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. From Catskill, here is Lorcan O'Reilly from his 2022 EP Christmas is Cancelled. This is Snowpile.
turn the lights off when you sleep at night. Lock the doors, 'cause we don't know who's outside. It's out of the hood. No one's getting away with this one. The bins go out every week at the same time. Bitch and moan all you want. I'm not trash guy. The bills pile high every month like a snow pile. It's hard, I know, the shitty end we have to play by.
Take yourself a big fat plane.
was Catskill's Reckless Eric with Strange Locomotion from his 2019 album Transience.
We live in a world we can't understand.
Thank you.
That was 2019 new local music from the Felice Brothers from Ulster County, their song Poor Blind Birds from their 2019 release Undress. Here's local musician Emily Ritz and her song Snake Tongue from 2018.
Yeah.
That was Catskill's Reckless Eric with Indelible Stain from his 2019 album Transients. That was the song Foxglove from Jess Kath, who goes by Morning Sun from Catskill, with local music from 2019.